unfortunately, there are no standards yet that certify a knee for 10 years. And I think this is actually a great example of how a lot of the standards we see, not just for knees, but for many medical devices, are really based on needs in the Western markets. Temperatures, for example, we see over 40 degrees Celsius in some of the hospitals we work in, yet most medical devices are only required to work up to 35 degrees Celsius. With the knee, the expectation is that most amputees will be able to replace a knee in 3 years. And of course, with our target users, that's really not the case. So we do the best we can in terms of designing for extreme durability, but there's no certification yet.
Could that change? I imagine there's just so much health technology that's developing. It seems like it's really mushrooming right now, and certainly an interest in global health.
I think it is changing, and I think with a lot more of the bigger medical device firms being interested in emerging markets, it will have to change, particularly, you know, devices that go to people with lower incomes. Because the reality is you can't replace devices on a 3-year schedule.
Even for people here in the States, that could be difficult.
It's true. Yes, we see amputees here too who have also modified their knee and have worn it, I'm sure, past the recommended periods.
Overall, how would you say health technology, how has that changed in the last year or so?
I think one of the things that I'm really excited about changes we're seeing in the markets is greater availability of higher quality products. And by that, I mean the prices are coming down a little bit. And on the user side, what we're also seeing, and I think the award Brilliance Pro got is a great example of this, we're seeing users and purchasing decision makers, you know, doctors, clinicians, government officials, have greater expectations of the medical devices that they're purchasing. You know, I would say 3 years ago, it was pretty standard to see low quality devices in some government hospitals. And I think that's ending. Because there are more affordable, higher quality products starting to come to the market. I would love actually to mention one thing that we also did in 2015. So in 2015, DREV also launched what we call our Impact Dashboards. And this is just an online portal where we have all of the impact related to our product development that's really an outcome of that. And we're particularly proud of that because I think a lot of times you look at nonprofits or organizations and say, you know, we've had this impact. And the next question is like, well, how do you know you've had that impact? So we wanted to have the data up to date, readily available, but also all of the explanations and the algorithms and the references in one place. So you can go to DREV's website and see, you know, for example, 46,000 babies have been treated, and how do we know that? And all of how the data is collected and how those determinations are made. And we're really proud of that because even though it looks simple, it's actually quite a bit of work to figure out how all of that can be presented in a way that's meaningful and accurate.
And has that changed what decisions you're making?
It has, yeah. I think, you know, when you think about your impact and what your goals are, it makes you very clear about how you plan to achieve those goals. And at DREV, we really think about solving the problem, not just selling the product. And so having those numbers in front of us and in front of our partners every day keeps us focused on what we're trying to do, which is, you know, save children's lives and remobilize amputees.
Krista Donaldson, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thanks so much, Elise.